morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today's Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. How long does it take to make a dream come true? When we plan our future, many of us think about decades ahead. But a decade, 10 years, is enough time for several dreams to come true. In 10 years, State Grid was established in Brazil and developed several projects that help in the development of this country. And we wouldn't be here without you. So, we want you to help us write the story. Send comunicacao at stategrid.com.br photos and videos of the project's works and events that you took part in the company. Your story is part of our story.
Hoje eu sinto que cresci bastante.
Hoje eu sinto que sou muito grande.
Have you already considered that a person's childhood lasts 10 years? In the first decade of life, boys and girls have incredible brain development. Toddlers become children pretty fast, making parents surprised when they realize that their children, at 10 years old, have new habits, knowledges, and skills.
Minha alma canta. Vejo Rio de Janeiro.
In the landscape, a lot changes in 10 years. In Rio, where previously there were vegetable gardens under transmission lines, today there is Parque Madureira, one of the largest parks in the city.
As minas de Sampa são branquelas que só elas pudera. Praia de Paulista é o
The irreverent lyric sung by Paulistana Rita Lee speaks of Ibirapuera, a site of the city which broke the public record in 2010. The São Paulo Book Fair, held at Ibirapuera Park 10 years ago, reached a milestone. 740,000 people attended the event in the 10 days it lasted. Cinema, there are several movies that took years to be ready. Roar is one of them. The movie tells the story of a family that lived with lions, tigers, cougars, elephants, and giraffes. It took 10 years to complete because producer Noel Marshall and his wife, actress Tippi Hedren, decided to raise the 150 wild animals. The movie was completed in 1981 and was re-released in 2015.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
In literature, J.D. Salinger also took 10 years to write his most important work, The Catcher in the Rye, from 1951. At the time the book was released, the main character was considered an anti-hero and an icon of the defiance of the 60s and 70s. And with a song from the Beatles, which also stayed together for about 10 years, let's celebrate our birthday girl. Fernanda Gomes from the legal department in Rio. Best wishes to you. We say goodbye now. We'll be back on Thursday. And as you already know, all the content of the Your Energy is Essential campaign is on the website www.sgcomvc.com.br. This podcast is an exclusive production for all employees of State Grid Brazil.